Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. A texter writes in, "A turkey hit my car, did $2,500 damage. Imagine what it would do to your Harry Potter fragile ass." Texter, "From someone who's been hunting since I was old enough to walk, Crowley, you have a better chance at taking down Callus." I don't love my chances there either.
Yeah, you have zero chance to take down Callus.
Callus would kick my freaking ass.
Yep.
He could break my face.
Yes.
We also got
rage.
Just rage kick my face in. How would you go about doing it?
He'd just rush you.
When I'm like, I haven't been super frustrated in a while.
Yeah.
But if I ever got frustrated, I don't know. I mean, I'd just like see red and you'd just probably, I don't know, a lot of face mangling, some kicks to the groin. Yeah.
He'd kick you in the groin.
You're not supposed to do that. Just
don't
like,
forget I wrestled too, so I know how to twist you in weird ways.
I know,
ways.
Dude. Even small guys, like relatively small guys who wrestled, they'll just take your ass out, man.
Oh, you and I should wrestle for charity now that I think about it.
That would be great. Can I ref?
I would just prefer to make a sizable donation to the charity of your choosing. And you can wrestle intern Dom in my stead.
Harry's need for an apartment. You could donate to that charity.
Very good. We're awaiting Trey Essex.
He's not answering the phone.
Yeah, he might be in transit traveling this holiday week. We were also asked on the text line where Southside Jake was. So, Jake not going to be with us this week or next week. Next week, he's going on a deer hunt.
Huh.
This week, he's going on a bear hunt.
Bear?
He's hunting bear.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't mess with bears.
No, they'll mess back. Like, you can mess with a deer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't love my chances against a deer, but it's a deer. A bear's going to eat you.
And claw you and bear hug you and smash all your bones.
Correct.
It's
And
yeah,
they're
it's
fast and they can climb trees.
And they can swim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, like, you're almost SOL. Like, if you're around a bear and a bear's upset, like, you cannot go anywhere. You can't outrun them. You cannot swim them. You cannot climb them. You're done.
You know what you're supposed to do when you see a big bear?
Stay still or yell. Depends on what
you're
bear it is.
You're supposed to get big and go, bear, bear.
That depends on what type of bear.
What are you talking about? I thought it was all bear.
No, I think if it's a brown bear, I think you do that. I think if it's a grizzly bear, I think you stay still or opposite.
Is that right? Text us, 412-928-9370. We never got to that Jamar Chase apology, and I apologize for that, but we will. First, Mario in Memphis has been waiting patiently on hold. Hello, Mario. Mario.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What up, dude?
Man, look. Yeah, just calling in, man. Just to let you know, man, I was in the house on the game on Sunday. My younger brother ended up buying me some tickets. We went to the game. Couple things. You had a caller calling yesterday, said they were trying for Will Howard to come in.
Yeah.
They were not. Absolutely were not. Another thing. The weather was perfect. I honestly think Boswell could have made that kick from the 50. It was no wind. It was a perfect day. I think it was a good time. They could have filled that off for sure, man. So let me know what you guys think.
Well, and thank you for the call at 412-928-9370. I guess one of the issues was you got to get the K-ball in.
Mm-hmm.
And with the time and the herky-jerky nature of things, they didn't think they could get the K-ball in.
Wasn't there like 30 seconds? 29 seconds?
Yeah, that's why it kind of fell on deaf ears to me. And I think Boswell in 50-degree weather in a not all that windy Chicago could have banged it either way. And maybe not, but the play that Mason didn't make had no shot.
Yeah, it comes down to, do you want to leave the ball in your backup quarterback's hands or the best kicker in the league's hands or leg?
I want to put it in the best kicker in the league's leg.
Yeah.
Texter, bears around here, black bears, are more afraid of you than you are of them. Grizzly or brown bears, your ass is grass.
Basically.
Someone just said that they got a PA state record bear, 700 pounds.
Jeez.
Also, a bunch of people are texting in this rhyme. If it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. If it's white, good night.
Yep.
So brown bear, you're supposed to lay.
Mm-hmm.
Still. Play dead.
Mm-hmm. Be still.
If it's black, I'm supposed to fight that sucker?
Probably get big.
And if it's white, I'm just going to die.
Yes.
So if it's a polar bear, it's just going to rip me limb from limb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. 412-928-9370. Matt in Morgantown next up. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Peachy.
Yeah. So the Steelers, I've been rooting for my whole life. I grew up right next to Baltimore, so I was in the enemy territory my whole life. I don't care about this team anymore. They have sucked the life out of me. And I just finished watching the Cowboys documentary on Netflix with Jerry Jones and all that, and I realized Mike Tomlin is Barry Switzer. He inherited everything. He won while that was there, and he has not done anything since. He has not developed anyone, and everyone's going to talk about the George Pickens trade and say, oh, he's blown up. I knew it was over with the Kevin Dotson trade.
You brought that up off the air yesterday, actually, Doran. And this is something that I was going to bring up tomorrow, but we have no trace, so we have time to get into it now. And thank you for the call, Matt. And you, too, can join this rousing conversation at 412-928-9370. I think about all the guys that they brought in this offseason. Is there a single one of them apart, and wait for it, from Kenny Gainwell that is playing above the expectation level that was set when they were acquired?
No. I mean, if there's one, it'd be Jalen Ramsey's playing at maybe the expectation level, but not above.
I think when he's played safety, he's been really good. They thought he could come in here and be this man guy to specifically lock down the Bengals, and it was the worst game maybe of his career and the best game Jamar Chase has ever had. It's not to say he's been bad, but he has not been this transformative player they thought he was going to be, or I thought he was going to be based on the way they were talking about him. Think about this. They weren't talking about historic defense till that guy got here. Till they saw him running around and ruining stuff for the offense in training camp. When he got here, that's when all the hyperbole started. And he hasn't been that good. He's been good. But he hasn't been, hey, this guy's the difference between us being okay to us being historical, not by a long shot.
What if they figured out a way to get Jalen Ramsey?
5 years ago would have been great.
Instead of trading Minkah Fitzpatrick, but they had Minkah Fitzpatrick, would this defense be a lot better? But they had Jalen Ramsey, didn't have Jonnu Smith, but traded something else, traded Highsmith away or something.
No, because I don't think they got enough out of him. I don't think they got enough out of him, and this goes back to where we started today, right?
But would Jalen Ramsey alleviate some of the things that he had to do, and then you could get more out of him? Because of Jalen Ramsey's presence, could you get more out of Minkah Fitzpatrick?
Maybe you slide Minkah down into the slot, right, and he could take tight ends away, or you could slide Ramsey down, and he's playing deep safety. Yeah, they'd be better. But it comes back to the schematics.
Right.
Like if you're playing cover three in the red zone and they're going to run four verts, I don't care if it's Ed Reed out there. You can't cover two guys exactly. with one guy.
Exactly.
Right? And it doesn't matter if you've got Aaron Donald up front, or it doesn't matter if you've got Warren Sapp as one of your two down linemen. If you've only got two down linemen and they're running the ball in a goal line set, you're not going to stop that play. And so I think Matt from Morgantown, the Barry Switzer stuff, whatever. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. And while we all kind of scoff at that, it's still true. Like, he's been able to do that with rosters he's built. He's not a bad coach. but he's not doing enough, clearly. Like, I'm not going to go the Switzer route. But schematically, it's an adventure, man.
To go back to Matt's point, I think the Switzer route is because of the inheritance of Bill Cowher's players, right?
Correct.
He's making a connection from Jimmy Johnson to Switzer, right?
Even though Cowher had a not great season his last year, and then it was Tomlin winning the Super Bowl with that team that 2 years later. Mm-hmm. Like, Tomlin went 10-6 his first year. They were, what, 9-7 Cowher's last year, I think, because they scored against the Bengals in overtime, Santonio Holmes. So, like, 9-7, 10-6, and then you go 12-4. Like, he inherited the coordinators, and they were great. And you had great pieces on defense. I'm not going to give the guy zero credit for winning a Super Bowl and going to another one in 2010. I'm not that guy. He hasn't been good enough lately.
Right.
That's my problem.
In 15 years.
Right. And these guys that they brought in, like, Jonnu Smith was a Pro Bowl player last year who was a yak merchant who had 900 yards, and he's useless.
Yep.
Like, or I guess they haven't found a way to use him. Like, Kenneth Gainwell, I thought, would be a third down back. He's been their most explosive player these last 2 weeks. We thought he'd be good. You really like Kenneth Gainwell. I have now grown to really like Kenneth Gainwell. That can't be the best of the bunch.
Uh-uh.
That can't be the only one that outperforms expectations. And it's collecting football cards. He's not. That's a role player that they thought needed an expanded role, and they've given it to him, and he's exceeded expectations. Everybody else, it's collecting football cards. It's collecting names.
Yep.
And they haven't played up to expectation. Eric and Carrick, is this Starkey?
No, this is Eric.
Oh, what's up, Eric?
First of all, about the bear, I believe that when you come face-to-face with a bear, what you're supposed to do, I think, is live in your fears, not pass over the middle, and not try a game-tying field goal. But what I wanted to say was, I want to make an analogy. Mike Sullivan was a great hockey coach, but it wasn't working anymore. They got a new guy in there, and they look like they have renewed energy, renewed strategy. How can the Rooneys not see that the same exact thing is true of Tomlin? Regardless of how great he might have been in years past, it ain't working anymore. They need someone new.
I agree. And Tomlin would go find a new job, whether it be in television or he'd find a job in the coaching ranks, and he'd probably elevate an organization that's been bad to one that's mediocre, and it'll be celebrated as if mediocre is good.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid, he goes, he wins a Super Bowl. There are other examples. The one I always bring up is Mark Richt in Georgia. They win 9-10 games every single year. Every single year, they're reluctant to fire him because, my God, what's going to happen when we get rid of this guy? We'll enter Kirby Smart, and you're winning national championships. And Mark Richt goes to Miami, and he had to retire due to some health reasons, but he had a season where Miami was, quote-unquote, back, where they won 10 games, and the place was popping, and they beat Notre Dame, and it was wild. So, yeah, man, like Mike Sullivan, he's got the Rangers a point behind the Penguins. But if Mike Sullivan was the Penguins coach, I don't think the Penguins would be vying for a playoff spot right now. And he refused to play young guys, and there's an analogy to be drawn there, too.
Exactly. Stuck in their ways.
To bring in all the old crusty farts. And then not utilize them properly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you all have opinions on that at 412-928-9370. Harry said he was going to kick me in the groin. That's generally a no-no. So is spitting in someone's face. Ja'Marr Chase did that, and he apologized, kind of. We'll get into that when we return. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast
for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes in, enough complaining. Talk about how they're going to beat the Bills. Let me let y'all in on a little secret here. My brother-in-law was over last night, and he's like, oh, man, it's going to be a busy week for you guys, huh? What are you going to talk about? Here's how this goes. Steelers lose on Sunday, right? Monday's a bitch fest.
Mm-hmm.
We all bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Moan, complain, you call, you bitch, moan, complain. Tuesday, residual bitching.
Mm-hmm.
So any bitching that we didn't do on Monday, we will do today.
Correct.
Tomorrow, because it's a short week, we will bitch about the reasons why the Steelers are going to lose to the Bills.
Well,
and we'll talk about Pitt.
Mike Tomlin presser.
Oh, that's right. We're going to bitch about what he said. That's a secret sauce, folks.
Yep.
All right, we're still not over the Chicago game. We're not looking ahead to the Bills just yet. And we did say it a little bit yesterday. Like, it would be the most Steelers thing in the world for them to win that game after the stinker they put on the field against Chicago. That's the story of their season. You beat the two best teams in the AFC, you lose to the Bengals. You beat the two best teams in the AFC, you get throttled by the Chargers. That's what bad teams do.
Yep.
Or maybe even worse than that, what mediocre teams do. In the hunt teams, Doran. 412-928-9370. We've asked the question, have any of these outside additions that the Steelers made this offseason performed better than the expectations that we had for them? Kenneth Gainwell is tied with DK Metcalf for the team lead in receptions. So that's great for Gainwell. That is bad for Metcalf. And your point yesterday was it wasn't Mason's fault that ball got picked off, and we quibbled about it a little bit. I'll go as so far as to agree with you on this. Like Metcalf, you can't let that ball get picked off.
Right, make the play.
Yeah, either make the play or don't let him make the damn play.
Right.
Like, yeah. You can't.
Making $150 million.
Exactly.
Don't knock the ball down.
Exactly, knock it down. Meanwhile, Jonnu Smith, Doran, is averaging 17 yards per game. Ben Skowronek is averaging 15. Yikes.
Bad.
To the phones?
Sure.
Bill and Miss West Mifflin. Hi, Bill.
Hey. Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you both.
You too.
Hey, you too. Tell you the truth, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with Buffalo and the rest of the teams. Tell you the truth, no one in the AFCs, maybe for New England and Denver, no one's really that impressive, tell you the truth. I mean, Kansas City, I know they – it just, you don't know what's going to happen with these games, and you know what kind of what the Steelers are going to do, to tell you the truth.
And you know what, Bill? I think this year more than even ever, like, I think the Rams are really good. And I think the Raiders and the Jets are, and the Titans are really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But think about this. Like, even, and thank you for the call, Bill. The Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. They just blew a 21-point lead against Dallas. And stuff like that happens every week.
Right.
It's happening every week in the NFL now. More so than normal, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's anecdotal. But I feel like it's happening more than ever where you don't know what you're getting out of these teams and they're all flawed and you're seeing crazy comebacks every week. It's wild times. And the Steelers are not in a position to take advantage of it.
They're not in a position to take advantage of it consistently. But they can, and they have taken advantage of it conveniently. And the game against the Colts was a convenient win. It's at home. The Colts were hot. And the Steelers figured out a way to get a win and stop one of the best running backs in the NFL. That's why I think the Steelers are going to win, because they're a conveniently winning football team. They don't win all the time, and they'll look bad, but whenever it's convenient for them to win, they do.
You're not seeing it week in and week out. You don't
see
it
consistently. And you know what type of team they are. They're high, they're low. They're high, they're low. Where were they at on Sunday? They were low. Where are they going to be at Sunday? This coming Sunday? High.
And someone just texted in, like, a play here or there against Seattle, a play here or there against Chicago, play here or there against Cincinnati, and you've got three more wins. Yeah, but that's the league.
It's football.
Exactly. And you either win them or you're not good enough. Right. Like that, folks, that's what these games come down to. Now, Tomlin thinks it's all about turnovers. Ben Johnson thinks it's all about explosive plays. All the teams that are top 15 in the league in explosive plays, like 11 of them are playoff spot right now. So I tend to agree with the Ben Johnson philosophy. It's modern football. It's 2025. But these games do come down to a play.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago's got a negative point differential. Chicago's come from behind to win five games in the final 2 minutes. But you know what they've done? They've won them. That's the difference between winning and lying. Wow, that screwed it up.
Oh, man.
Living and dying. You fight for that inch.
Have you seen that movie?
Longest Yard.
That was a joke, right?
Was that Little Giants?
No, now I know you're joking.
Hoosiers.
I know you're joking now.
Any Given Sunday.
Have you ever seen that?
I have. Joe Pesci was great. It's 8:27. Make the smart call, Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Like, folks, like, you either win or you lose. And if you're consistently making losing plays, you're not good. If you're consistently making winning plays, you're good. It's not that hard to figure out. It's hard to pinpoint when the team's going to make the winning plays, but
good teams make them.
Good teams make them.
At the right time.
Why were the Chiefs so good in one-score games last year? Oh, I don't know. Tough to figure out. They got Patrick Mahomes. Like, come on. Brian, New Brighton, good morning.
How's it going?
Great. Oh, by the way, you real quick, Trey Essex is going to join us in 7 minutes. We had to move him back to 8:35. Go ahead, Brian.
I'll take a backseat. The Trey's good. So you said a couple of things last segment that really kind of stuck with me, is that how delusional they are, where I think the irony behind – okay, we get a player and we disrupt our offense that has been inept for years. So, like, we see in practice that one player can disrupt our offense, and we think this is going to move forward. The other thing that you said in the last segment that really stuck with me is that you see across the league, the Steelers, when did Mike Tomlin get carte blanche over the entire team? Like, especially like the offensive coordinators, where you have one coach that dictates the entire thing. You don't have Andy Reid doesn't even have that. Bill Belichick didn't have that in New England. Like, none of these other teams have one coach that never gets checked by anybody.
To answer your question, and thank you for the call, Brian, because we got to run to get to Trey. Like, I think it started when I think Haley was forced upon Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Haley, it was Fichtner.
Uh-huh.
And then it was Canada.
Uh-huh.
And I think since that point,
yeah,
there's a direct line to, hey, they're not attacking the middle of the field. They're risk averse, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haley was a great offensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
And people crushed him at the time. Haley was great.
Bill Belichick had carte blanche over everything.
Yeah.
But they were winning. So.
Right.
That's the difference. You're allowed to have it when you win. And then whenever he started not winning, he was gone.
Which, imagine that. You're not meeting your super high expectation level. And they went to the playoffs with Mac Jones, too.
Right.
As a rookie.
Right.
When you're not meeting that expectation level, the greatest head coach of all time gets shown the door. And he's now going to adult gymnastics meets with his 23-year-old girlfriend and coaching North Carolina to a losing record.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin's just allowed to not win a playoff game for damn near a decade or be competitive in one, and he's got carte blanche.
Yep.
Hooray! To quote our good friend Harry Callis. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The residual bitch fest continues next with Trey Essex.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't count on much these days. You can count on the Steelers being 10 yards off on a 3rd-and-5. You can also count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You can also count on Trey Essex joining us, and he's with us right now. Steelers Super Bowl champion, all-around good guy, and a host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. Good morning, Trey. Thanks for making time for us, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. I know I'm a little behind, so my apologies, but as always, it's good to see y'all.
It is great to see you. It's okay. We dovetailed into a conversation about how I was going to wrangle a wild turkey for Thanksgiving, so it all worked out for everybody.
Walking around in Pittsburgh. I remember when I was on Grubbs Road, I had like a gang of turkeys in my backyard. So they still do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And you can't tell me one of them ain't like the runt of the litter, Dorn.
They don't taste good.
It's a turkey, man.
It doesn't taste good.
You've had them before?
I know people who have, and they said that they're real greasy and they have like a weird kind of gamey taste to them.
You need to learn for yourself, Dorn. Can you take another
You and me could take out a turkey.
I would definitely take out a turkey.
See?
He could not take out a turkey. He is a turkey.
Trey with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. James Harrison really critical of the defensive scheme after the game against the Bears. Trey, as was Patrick Queen, the call was coming from inside the house. I mean, they're running cover three in the red zone, and it gets beat by four verts. They're 10 yards off the ball on a 3rd-and-5. So many different things. I mean, are you seeing the same stuff that everyone but Mike Tomlin is clearly seeing, Trey?
It's a scheme thing, dude. It's all scheme. It's the talent is there. And for us to have, and I used this analogy, I guess, last week, but it applies every week, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, for us to go out there and play the way we played against a Colts team, for us to play the way we played last week versus one of the hottest offensive teams in the league, in the Bengals last week. And then to come out and just do that, I don't understand. I do understand. It is definitely scheme because the talent is there. And when you have the players come after the game and just say they don't know, when Wilson comes, it's like we're the best defense on one play and they were not on other plays. Like this is – it points strictly to the coaching and the positions that they're being put in on a play-to-play, game-to-game basis because it's not consistent, and these guys seem to be confused.
Trey, from your estimation, has the offensive line held up enough for the Steelers to have explosive plays? Now, we know that they don't throw that far down the field. They don't throw over the middle of the field, which is the most damning and frustrating thing I've seen in the NFL atmosphere, but has the offensive line held up for the most part for them to do something like that if they wanted to?
I tell you this, Dorn, they've more than held up, man. They played well on Sunday. And that was the biggest question mark coming into this game. And they, granted, did not have a fast start to the season, but each week week in and week out, they've improved. And now I think they're playing their best ball. So they're more than holding up. They're creating opportunities for us offensively. We ran the ball extremely well. Now, granted, a lot of our plays were chunk plays. They had a big 50-yard run with Gainwell on the fake tush push. But, no, they were grinding these guys out. And Arthur Smith did a good job. I am critical in the rhythm of his play calling sometimes, not reading the room sometimes when I think we are gashing them and you want to throw in a play action pass on first down and we get a sack on and then you try to run inside zone on the next play. Some of it's a rhythm thing that I think he could improve upon. But by and large, this offensive line is playing some really good ball right now across the board. Broderick, a guy we've been very critical of, played his butt off this weekend before he went out with that injury. I'm about three quarters of the way through film grading the offensive line. But to your question, Doran, they are more than holding their end of the bargain.
Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion, host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch, our guest here on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Thoughts on Darnell Washington being asked to block Montez Sweat one-on-one?
He blocked him. That particular sack that on the first one, I haven't gotten to the second one.
Yeah, the first one was the one where Rudolph kind of escaped into the pressure, didn't he?
Yeah, he kind of escaped into the pressure, stepped in, and this is not Mason's strong point. He is not going to extend plays that often. He had that 1-2-yard scramble earlier, but I don't give that first sack to Darnell. I got to watch the second one, but I mean, I would trust him to block anybody. So I don't have a huge issue for it. But you wouldn't want, typically speaking, your tight end blocking their best defensive end. But if anybody could do it, it's Darnell. So knowing him, knowing I don't mind him being put in this position, sometimes you just get got. The first time, it wasn't his problem. Second time, maybe, and I'll watch it here in a little bit, he just got, and that's fine. I mean, I'll live with Darnell Washington blocking most guys on the defensive end.
Trey, you referred to this team as Jekyll and Hyde, and I totally agree. Would it shock you if they beat the Bills on Sunday?
Nope.
Right.
And the Bills are very beatable right now, too. Right. They are not the Bills from last year or the year before. Even though you got the X factor and Josh Allen, who scares me to death with this defense. But I would not be surprised if we came out and we were whoever is the good person in Jekyll and Hyde. I think Jekyll's the bad person, right? We'll be Hyde on Sunday.
That's a great question.
But I think it's Dr. Jekyll, so I think the doctor's probably a mad scientist.
Doctor's a good guy, and Mr. Hyde.
I think Jekyll is a scientist, mad scientist, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, that sounds right.
I mean, so Dr. Jekyll, he got his PhD. Mr. Hyde, I mean, not a learned man.
Not a learned man at all. No. So, but yeah, man, I would not be surprised if you come out and play a good game, but I wouldn't be surprised if he put up a stinker. That's just how we are right now. We don't know what we're going to get. I think Mark put it best in his summary of the game. We don't know who we're going to game, series to series, play to play. Like, it could look completely good one play, and then the next, yeah.
Are you talking about Caboli?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know anybody read that stuff. All right,
it's
Trey.
It's a long read. It is a long read.
But it is long, and then I click out of it, and then it's gone. And I got to go back and find it again and scroll for days. Trey, we appreciate your time as always, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you next week.
Good stuff, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well. Oh, real quick before you go, I need to know favorite dishes. What's the number one Thanksgiving dish for you guys?
Sweet potato pie.
That's for you. Macaroni and cheese.
Okay. All right, fellas. Carbs all day. I love it.
What about you?
Yeah.
I'm a fried turkey guy.
Oh,
yeah. And anything with gravy.
Yes.
Oh, I'm a gravy guy. I put gravy on everything.
I'm making three fried turkeys. Three of them.
I love it. Did you use the Cajun injection butter?
No, but I could do that. Yeah. Send me that.
I'm going to send that to you. It's this Creole butter that you inject, and it's absolutely amazing.
Yep.
It'll change your life.
Yes. Send that to me, please.
Thank you, Trey.
I got you, brother. Have a good one.
Thanks, you Trey. Too. What a guy.
Yep.
I can't focus for the rest of the show now.
Mr. Hyde is considered to be bad.
I knew the doctor was good.
Hmm.
You go to school for all those years.
What, are all doctors good?
Not that Dr. Evil.
Right.
That guy was an ass. Probably his name.
Yeah.
That came out like a corny. That came out like a corny Norm MacDonald joke. It was probably his name. His name. All right, coming up next, we're going to ask you a trivia question about Pitt football. if you are the first person to answer the trivia question correctly, you win four tickets to the Pitt-Miami game on Saturday. 412-928-9370. You answer the trivia question correctly, you get four tickets to the game on Saturday. 412-928-9370. That music means we are giving away Pitt tickets. You got to call to win at 412-928-9370. The rules are as follows. I ask a Pitt trivia question. If you're the first to answer said trivia question correctly, you win four tickets to see the Pitt Panthers in action against the Miami Hurricanes on Saturday. 412-928-9370. Get in line and take your swing at this sucker. First 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. How do you feel about the game, by the way?
Feel pretty good. I always feel good, though. But I feel pretty good based off of the performance last week. Actually, based off of the performance from Notre Dame, then the response performance from on Saturday.
It made it more impressive that they did what they did after what happened against Notre Dame.
And how they did it, too, in multiple ways. Yep. Defense, I mean, offense, clearly. And now, with the weather being like it is, what's on the line, and like I said, I told Narduzzi, I was like, you won that game because you had your guys ready. He's going to have his guys ready this week again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they're just automatically going to be ready. They don't need Narduzzi to get them fired up and focused in. They're focused in. They know what's on the line.
Exactly. You don't need any kind of motivation.
No.
It's all out there in front of you.
No, I feel good.
I actually feel better about Pitt winning than I do about the two teams that they need to, one of the two teams that they need to help them get in. I think SMU is going to destroy Cal. They just fired their coach. Sometimes you get the interim bump. We saw that happen to Penn State.
I believe in that. I believe in that.
There's an interim bump. And that they were a pretty decent team for most of the year, Cal. I mean, they've been okay. I think Virginia Tech is pure ass. But it's a rivalry game, and you never know what could happen in the final game of the season in a rivalry game. We've seen things happen there before. I think Pitt's going to beat Miami. The one thing that gives me pause is, it's the same thing that worried me about Notre Dame, pass rush. Miami's pass rush is fierce. They got Akeem Mezador. They got, what's his other face that, I mean, they will go.
Mm-hmm.
But stinking, man. I mean, shoot. Heinschel got sacked six times against Georgia Tech, didn't he? And he got hit a lot. Didn't matter.
No.
Didn't matter.
Mm.
So we'll see. But I actually feel pretty good about Pitt in that game. We'll make our official predictions tomorrow. I got to do a little bit more Miami film study, Doran.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ready for the trivia question?
Sure.
All right. Who we got on hold here? Jeremy, are you ready for your trivia question? It's all on the line, Jeremy.
The pressure's on. I think so.
All right. Which Pitt Panther holds the all-time single-season passing yardage record, and which team did he accomplish the feat against?
I'd say Rutherford. Rod Rutherford against...
No. Thank you, Jeremy. Good guess.
I don't know. I don't know this one. Well, I mean,
there's some context clues. That's all I'll say. That's all. I just think about stuff. Does that help?
Yeah.
Mike and McMurray, do you understand the question?
Yeah, guys. How are you? Let's go with Alex Van Pelt in Miami.
Goodbye, Mike. Dan in Cranberry.
Morning, guys.
Would you like me to repeat the question, Dan?
Please do.
Which Pitt Panther holds the all-time single-season passing yardage record, and against what team did they accomplish the feat?
I know this one. It is Sir Kenneth of Pickett against UVA.
Oh! So close, Dan. Partly right. James in Dormont, you're up.
I'm going to go Kenny Pickett against Virginia Tech.
Oh, James, you were so close. Bill in Johnstown. We're getting there, Bill. Come on, Bill. You got it, Bill.
We
got
to go Kenny Pickett Miami.
Thank you, there Bill. We're putting you on hold. You're going to the Pitt-Miami game this weekend. Kenny Pickett threw for 519 yards against the Miami Hurricanes in the ACC championship season.
Right.
That was actually a loss for Pitt because, oh, what the hell was the name? Van Dyke.
Yeah, quarterback.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke threw for a million yards. They lost 38-34, but won the ACC championship anyhow. That was fun.
Yes.
I wasn't going to make it a two-parter, but I thought it would be too easy if it was just Kenny, so I wanted to do the two-parter. We will be giving away more Pitt Miami tickets, another four-pack, at some point during the 9 o'clock hour. At some point during the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away another four-pack. But I'm not going to tell you when. Ha-ha! Radio trick of the trade there, Dorn.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Coming up next, I think we're going to see something we've never seen at Acrisure Stadium this weekend. I'll tell you what that is. We'll see if people agree. We'll see if you agree when we return. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 54. And for that Pitt-Miami game, highs of 33 degrees.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.